Much of the Islamic world is in an uproar over remarks by Pope Benedict XVI, which some consider to be offensive to Islam. In a speech he made in Germany on Tuesday, the Pope quoted from a text that said the early spread of Islam had been accomplished by violence. The Vatican says the Pope did not intend to hurt Muslim feelings, but the outcry could end the Pope's plans to visit Turkey in November. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
The incriminating words were contained in a long academic speech on reason and faith the Pope delivered at Regensburg University. At one point, Benedict quoted a remark made in the 14th century by the Byzantine Emperor Manuel II Palaiologos that derided Islam.
Er sagt, ich zitiere, zeig mir doch, was Mohammed Neues gebracht hat.
He said, and I quote, show me just what Muhammad brought that was new, and there you will find things only evil and inhuman, such as his command to spread by the sword the faith that he preached.
Muslim reaction has been vehement. Pakistan's parliament unanimously condemned the Pope for his derogatory comments. In Cairo, the Muslim Brotherhood urged Muslims to break relations with the Vatican if the Pope does not apologize. Some of the harshest reactions were in Turkey, where an official of the Islamic-rooted ruling party said the Pope's words look like an effort to revive the mentality of the Crusades, and he compared the Pope to Hitler. In an effort to quell the furor, the Vatican issued a statement saying the Pope wants to cultivate respect and dialogue with other religions and cultures and had no intention of offending Islam. Veteran Vatican correspondent Marco Politi says Holy See officials are puzzled by Muslims' anger, but he feels the reactions are understandable.
If a head of state would come and speak about the Pope, quoting some very offensive words used by Martin Luther 500 years ago when he was saying that the Pope was a donkey. Of course, it's a quote, but it stays. It will be in the television, it will be in the newspapers. Because the words are like stones.
Analysts say that unlike his predecessor John Paul II, Benedict does not put Islam on an equal footing with Catholicism and has distanced himself from John Paul's interfaith encounters. He has even demoted the Vatican's Council for Interreligious Dialogue. Marco Politi.
The question mark is, what will really be the policy of Benedict XVI toward the Islam world beyond nice words like we want good relationships with you or we must all be against violence, of course.
Khaled Fuad Alam, a Muslim professor of sociology at Trieste University, acknowledges that Benedict did touch the delicate issue of the two faces of Islam, peaceful and violent.
The problem is not what he said, but how he said it. Too often, Westerners stress only the issue of fundamentalism in Islam. The result is that they lump all Muslims into the cage of violence.
Alam says this makes an already uneasy dialogue even more difficult and complicated. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.